This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Emma's doing a poo.
Yeah, she went to the toilet like 5 to 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, she said, I just quickly nipped to the bathroom. There'd be no quick nip about it.
No, there was no nippage. It's I didn't hear the intro to yesterday's podcast, but I heard you recording it at your desk.
Yes.
Because we couldn't get into the studio because the studio had the blue screen of death.
The studio was, as I like to say, as a technical professional, was broken.
It was spooked.
And when... Oh my God, I died at my desk yesterday. Someone came over who I now know is Mark McCabe.
Yes.
And was like, hey, like, does anyone know? And me and Podrick from 98FM. Well, for Podrick does bits. He does the news and stuff as well sometimes.
He's everywhere.
You know him from the internet.
That man is everywhere.
He's killing it. And yeah. I'm obsessed. And we both sat there. And this is the kind of person I am. If anyone asks anything technical, I'm like, I just assume that the person with me knows. So Podrick kind of started to answer. So it's basically, it would have been like that this PC screen wasn't coming on.
So the computer that we're talking about died at the end of yesterday's show. It didn't cause any impact to the show, but it's called the blue screen of death, where the computer just turns off and doesn't come back on again. And it was like, this computer has encountered an error and we had to ring tech. So after the show, I rang tech and they were sorting it, but it clearly wasn't
happening quick enough. And so this computer, for context, is like where techs come in and stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's where you record into. It's what we're recording this bit into right now.
Wow. So we need that.
Yeah.
And so Mark McCabe, who I think it was, came out and was like, does anyone know about this? And Podrick started saying something. And then I was like, it's broken. And he was like, it's what? And I was like, it's just actually broken. And he was like, obviously looking for a bit more detail than that. And hey, girl. And I was like, do you know what? Callum will be back in a minute, which is also my answer to everything. And then he left and Podrick was like, slay, girl. And I was like, I thought you would know the answer. And he was like, I've never been in that studio. You're in it every fucking day. But I've never sat over there, to be fair. I don't know what happens.
There's at least three monitors on that side and it can be buried. Abby, you're back from your poo.
Excuse me.
You've gone for a very long time.
Was I?
Yeah. It's now 10 past 10. You left the studio during the ad break.
Have I been gone for 10 minutes?
Oh, no, we were planning. But near enough.
I haven't been gone for 10 minutes.
No, he's being dramatic. But I also began the narrative that you were taking us. Which is just a bit of fun. But yeah, we were talking about when the computer broke yesterday and I didn't know how to explain it technologically to anyone. But I think it's about time that I get over that side. I think I could really make some stuff happen over there. Mm. AKA get us taken off air.
What would you like to do?
Press the buttons and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's a bit of crack.
Yeah, thanks.
It is
okay.
A bit of crack.
Monday?
Yeah, sure. Well, let's switch it up on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Tune in.
When you're absolutely hanging out of your hole after being at Oasis.
She won't be able to speak. Time.
No, sorry. Can we talk about some of the other emails that have come back begging for the Oasis tickets?
Oh, God. Oh, so in our internal company.
Tickets. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, in our company, we often get a couple of tickets that go through the all staff email. So there's people in the sales team, people on the street team.
There's people around the country, man.
All across the country. This group owns about 7 or 8 different radio stations. And there is one pair of Oasis tickets up for grabs. And I have never seen the likes of interest on this. And the annoying thing is, and it's actually a terrible design flaw by Outlook. So Zoe, who works on the reception, sends the email out. And she sends it to this email group that says, all users Ireland.
Yeah.
So that sends it to everyone in this company. Mm-hmm. And when you press reply to Zoe to go into the draw, it automatically includes all users Ireland.
No, but it shouldn't be an automatic thing, I agree, but I think the people who are replying are deliberately replying to all.
Yeah, because I've never seen some, and I know obviously
this is
the biggest tickets, like, obviously that have probably ever come through, but even like quite big, like gigs that people really want tickets for, like Dua Lipa and stuff, like I didn't see any reply alls. I know it's not comparable,
now,
but like,
there was a few at the start, and like Matthews, Mark McCabe again, both just replied yes. So that was an accidental reply all.
Yeah.
But still do be checking. But now people are starting to be creative and add puns in.
They're writing poetry.
I'll
just give you an example, you listening, of the most recent one that came back, which actually doesn't make sense, and kind of no offense, but loads of offense to this person. They start off strong by saying, I'd only be looking back in anger if I hadn't thrown my hat in the ring.
Fair enough.
Never win anything, but hopefully the song that's just reiterated is called Definitely Maybe. I never win anything, but hopefully I possibly may be successful.
Oh, oh. You got the name of the song.
No.
Instant P45.
And
you're
get
gone.
Out of the draw.
They
I'd love
gone.
The results to come back when we're recording this, but I don't think they will because there's so many people in it that Zoe's like has like type in manually everyone's name and all. This is going to take her a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think he was doing a little pun there, just looking back. Like, surely he obviously wasn't literally.
I don't know.
Wrong.
Possibly, maybe. No, I think they got it wrong.
He can't, no, he can't say I. No, I know. Guys, hello. You'll hear how much I slay the Oasis Golden Ticket coming up. But like, he obviously knows that that is. Incorrect.
I don't think he
does. Because it's like he's not definitely maybe winning the tickets. He's possibly maybe.
Well,
so it's like
he should have made it a possible. If that was the case, he should have made it a capital P.
Maybe put it in italics
or quotations. Mm. To really just
actually
possibly.
The people who've put in quotations every single song title because they've been entering the chat as well have kind of given me a bit of an ick. I feel like
it's all an ick.
That was an actual paragraph, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was a chat.
If any of those people who've made that
for sure.
Effort, come back and win, I'll be fuming. Anyway, good luck. Have a nice weekend.
Have a good one.
1038. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, good morning to you and welcome to the weekend.
Yay, it's Friday, baby.
It's a big Friday as well for lots of people. What's going on?
I have introduced something new into my life over the last couple of weeks.
Oh my God, I meant to ask you about this, if it is what I think it is, because it was on my mind last night and I was like, I forgot to get an update in Callum from Callum on what I think you're going to say.
I don't think, I have not mentioned this, so I don't think it's this.
I thought it was your love-hate watching. Yeah.
No, it's not, but I have been enjoying
that. We do
need
that. An update on
but
that.
But I have introduced something else into my life over the last
couple
of weeks.
Oh my God, too much, too
what
fast.
What more do you need than niche?
Ice. Oh, I have introduced ice into my life.
Oh my God, game changer. I only started like, I've never been the person that would always have ice in the fridge. Now it's freezer. Now it's a must to always have ice in the freezer.
A couple of weeks ago, I bought a big bag of ice from the supermarché for €1. Mm. And it has changed my life in my drinks. Now, if I have a soft drink at home, it would be either a Diet Coke or a bit of my waddy.
Yeah, same.
Lovely.
And it just is.
Changes the game.
The crisp, the noise when you pour that soft drink over the ice.
Satisfaction when you get the bag out of the freezer and it's all stuck together and you give it a good lash.
Big bash. Bit of anger management. It's refreshing. Just let's bring back ice.
Honestly, it makes
make ice great again.
I keep thinking of the people who, at the moment who have the you know the American style freezer.
Oh my
freezers
God.
That
yeah.
just bring the ice. Oh my God, so gel.
Yeah.
What I do as well for the dog is I give him a few ice cubes in his water.
Oh, he loves
just
a bit
so
of chomp.
He enjoys the crack.
Yeah.
And
so he
coolness.
Can know water is enjoyable to consume.
Water's great fun. I'm happy for you, Callum. In my big ass new reusable bottle of water, I'd often put ice in it in the morning as well.
Literally, just. If you haven't had ice.
I'm surprised.
I feel like ice is going to be big. Yeah. No, keep your eyes peeled for ice. I feel like Callum's favourite thing about it is that it's a euro.
I'm just surprised that you felt the need to really start the show with this.
Yeah. It was just because of the sunny weather and everything.
I know, yeah.
Just get yourself a big bag of ice and just give it a hug.
Give it a hug.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Spin, summer's number one hit music station. Hope all is good and you're buzzing for the weekend.
Yeah. How are you getting on? All right. So you, Emma, have obviously been training for this run. Well, you've been talking about training for this run.
Yes.
And how training might have helped you.
Had I trained.
Yeah. And the guilt of not training and I should be training, I should be doing blah, blah, blah. That whole journey. If you don't know, Emma is running or she's taking on a half marathon tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
is it a half marathon, 16K?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Or is it not?
Don't even know if it's quite half, but I'm not sure.
Do you know, it's something like that.
Either way, it's
a big long run.
It's too long for me.
Yes. Mm. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's 23K is the half marathon.
Right.
Oh, anyway, I think I'll Googling it. But I've been feeling like guilty like that. Like, oh, I haven't been training enough. I'm out of practice. But with my creativity.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I haven't been writing new jokes. I haven't been just like at a notebook and like coming up with ideas. I just feel a bit stuck.
That happens sometimes.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I ordered this book. You might have heard of it. It's called The Artist's Way. If you haven't heard of it, I guarantee it is on your mother's bookshelf, Emma. Really? Probably your mother's bookshelf, Callum. It came out in 1992, and wow. I just feel like it's on every mom's bookshelf. I know my mom used to have it, and I was going to just borrow it off her. She doesn't have it anymore, so I had to order it from a bookshop in Galway, and it took a while to get here, but it arrived yesterday. So it's basically this like 12-week program thing, and the main things I know about it, these are like the really famous things from it, because it's like been going years, and it's like loads of people in LA have done it and stuff. And the main things are, you do morning pages, like the second you wake up, you just write. I know, but it's meant to help. But you just write down literally whatever you can think of. So that'll be me at like 5:30 in the morning, just scribbling in the dark so that I don't wake up anyone in the house. And then it's like you take yourself out on a date, like take yourself on a creative date, like to a gallery or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's basically meant to make you go from someone who says, oh, I wish I was creative, to I am creative. And like, you're actually making the time for it and stuff. And the reason that I wanted to do it was I heard on a podcast a few months ago that Doechii did it.
Oh, yeah.
And she credits like her whole success to doing The Artist's Way. And
if you've ever seen a Doechii video or seen even her aesthetic, that's even before the music, you will know this is a very creative
person.
She's
a creative queen. Yeah. Like, and she's like doing bits. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, if I could be as productive as Doechii, it'd be handy out.
What a reference going to bed. If only I could be as
I'm like, I'll be Doechii. Wait till I wake up and do these morning pages. And it's Doechii. She apparently found it at like a garage sale in America. Right. Like, it was like being given away on the side of the road, and she just picked it up, and now there's like loads of YouTube videos on it. She's like, this book found me.
Is this the one that if I went to my audiobooks now on the L Spotters, is this Julia Cameron?
Yeah, Julia Cameron. Okay. She's the girl. Apparently it has like some references to God and stuff, but I'm just going to kind of like scroll past them and just like use it for what I need.
Hey,
but
whatever higher power you believe in, just attribute
exactly,
it to that.
That's it. Exactly. So I need like a bit of motivation. I kind of need you to check in on me. And
sorry, you want motivation to start the book about being motivated about creativity?
Yeah, if I can be held accountable by the people in this studio, please.
Can I have to have the book with you?
So here's the thing. I haven't taken it out of the cardboard that it was delivered in.
Let me just bring it back. So you're procrastinating about being motivated, about reading the book that's going to help you get motivated to be creative.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. It's a really good start.
It's a good start. Well, I think it shows that I need the book.
Mm.
So what I'm asking for motivation from you guys for now is to unbox and actually open the book.
Yeah, she's not opening this package until the end of the year.
Guys, I
was about to say you should probably kick it off on Monday. It's not a good day on a Friday.
So true.
But you have Oasis on Monday. Although that's going to spark a lot on Sunday, so you'll wake up tired on Monday.
Bring the package in on Monday.
Okay.
And at this time on Monday, you can open up the page
okay.
and do the first page on the show.
And you'll help me.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
I'm going to send you off to random galleries on your own.
Okay. No, I will go.
I'm
going to
send you on a random like little journey. He's like, go find one flower in Stephen's Green that has like orange and pink on the petal, and you can't come back till you find it.
No, that's good. Yeah. Oh, you're going to like send me into a hardware shop and ask me to wait for a long wait.
Tartan paint.
Yeah, tartan paint. Okay, so yes, please help. I'll bring it in on Monday.
Bring it in on Monday.
And assistance needed to unbox.
A huge amount of assistance needed, I feel. Here's Molly at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We brought to the show, and look, you've seen it yourself anyway, but my point is that we have spoken about this. The fact that Instagram has gone and introduced some new features over the last little while.
Yes.
Some of them kind of controversial. Sadly, they have the Friends map now, which is very similar to Snap maps. I think this whole idea, especially among like younger people, about sharing the location doesn't seem to be as much of a big deal as it is to us. I think it's kind of freaky, but anyway. The other thing, of course, is the Friends tab in Reels. So you can kind of see what your friends are engaging with in a particular tab now.
Yes.
And finally, and this is the one that's caught so many people out, is a repost feature, kind of like a retweet. And Instagram were always completely against the repost option because they were all about posting original content. And that, like, if you're posting something, you had to bring it to the platform. Whereas now, again, if you're not familiar with Twitter, it's basically if Fiona tweets something and I think it's funny, I can retweet it and it goes on my feed. It's as simple as that. But naturally, with Instagram, these could be images and you know all the random stuff that comes up in your feed and in your Explore feed and all the rest. And the thing about it is, It's underneath the photo. So normally underneath any photo you see anywhere on Instagram or video, you'd have the like option, the comment option, the send on option. And it's just hidden down there is that little repost icon. And what happens is when you accidentally even hit off that,
yeah,
it doesn't ask you, do you want repost to confirm this? that you want to repost this? Because it's a new thing, obviously they're trying to drive it. It just does. So I remember as soon as it came in, I was like, whoa, 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 what did I just do? What did I just share? I have no idea. Undo, Callum.
Is when they brought, do you remember when they introduced Instagram Threads, which was their Twitter alternative? And Emma posted a picture of on her Instagram and it automatically posted to Threads and everyone got a notification saying, Emma's just posted to Threads for the first time. And it was just a picture of you on an island.
Oh, so embarrassing. Yeah.
Such Threads vibe.
It's such a Threads vibe. Yeah. Very millennial of me, that kind of behaviour, yeah. But I've just been taking note of other people who've got caught out with this across the week and the random things that they have reposted, okay?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I don't think I've seen anyone purposely repost something.
No.
It really does just shame you because in your notifications it's like, X just reposted the first post.
Oh, so I've been keeping tabs. My friend's mom, Deirdre, reposted a photo of Amal and George Clooney that described them as the most beautiful couple in the world.
Oh, now I feel like that is something a mom would but like that is so good.
Yeah. A friend of mine I went to school with, Emily, like one of the most intelligent people I've ever met, accidentally reposted an Irish Times video about how Fox News claims that Dublin is one of the most dangerous cities in Europe.
Oh my God, trust me,
at the moment, Emily's a new mom, like, you know, definitely she's watching whatever she's watching, but she's not going, guys, I need everyone to know about this.
Dublin has gone to the dogs.
As someone who doesn't live in Dublin or anything. A brother of a girl I went to college with accidentally, and I love this one, he's only about 22, he accidentally reposted this kind of quotes collection.
Oh no!
Including the likes of, getting married at the age of 22, 23 is like leaving a night party at 8 p.m. Other things in this collection of quotes. People say a lot, so I watch what they do. And my favourite quote in that little carousel that he reposted, beautiful people are bad at math.
Oh my God.
He hasn't a clue. I was like, will I say it to David? And I was like, no, I'm not saying anything. Just leave it be.
Oh my God, he's a Facebook mom.
I know, he so is. And he's honestly such a young fella, like 22 or something. Beautiful people are bad at math. Honestly, Instagram is offering me nothing at the moment, but the every time I get a notification of X has reposted for the first time, I'm like, show me what we're at here.
Oh, sorry. That is so good. I need to check mine. Like that, I didn't really know that you could specifically check what people have been reposting.
Go over. Okay, but check, you haven't reposted anything yourself yet, have you?
No, I just did. I just did a quick search on the both of you and there was no repost.
Thank
there,
the Lord.
Yeah. We're very good at the online stuff now.
We grew up with the dial up,
you know what I mean?
I feel like you're either, oh my God, I like Alex Warren, I love his song Ordinary, or you're like my sister who sends me, I would say, 3 Alex Warren based posts a week. Have you seen this Alex Warren video on TikTok? I got a WhatsApp link of Alex Warren and his wife hanging out. Oh my God, have you listened to Alex Warren's new album? Still can't believe I missed the Ivy Gardens gig. Do you think he'll play here again soon? One or the other, to the point where it's infiltrated into my niece Florence's brain, where she's like, I love Alex Warren's song, I don't know, Air Conditioner. I'm like, never heard of it. Never heard of it. They're at that level. If you are one of the lucky ones, that's what I'm calling you this weekend, and you have your Oasis tickets, no doubt you're on cloud 9 right now, ready to go. Bring it on. I wonder when the boys will arrive, actually.
Well, I saw Bonehead is already here. You know, the guitarist. He was on, it looked like Killiney Beach.
Oh, brilliant.
A walk for himself.
Oh, very good.
Getting the blood pumping. Okay. So I don't know when the others are here, if they're here already.
There's someone in my apartment block who is definitely going to the gig because as I got home and I got off the bus yesterday, I looked up at my apartment block and there was a big Oasis flag on the balcony.
Oh my God,
I live very close to Drumcondra, so it's going to be like, I'm going to try and stand and see if I can hear anything.
Yeah, you probably will.
I remember Coldplay playing there last year and you could hear just a few kind of...
In
the distance. So I don't really know if I'm going to get the full gig experience at Soundtree.
Did you see the guys? It was somewhere in the UK. They were up in a crane or in like a cherry picker just to watch it.
Yes, that was excellent.
Really iconic.
Yeah. You wonder how creative people are going to get here across the weekend because 9 times out of 10 of the people that you meet do not have tickets. Nope. And what I find interesting as well is like even people who I follow on Instagram, some people in Ireland who are really well known, you'd never see ask for anything. Would normally always be looked at. after from whoever are like, lads, please. Does anyone have a ticket?
Oh my God.
Obviously, you're very lucky to be marrying a Ticketmaster genius. His
yes.
name is Dwayne.
Yeah.
And back in the early days of all this, he managed to sort reasonably priced
yeah,
tickets for you and himself, which
yeah,
is wild.
120 quid. Now, normal.
I just, you know, I think for, even from the day that the tickets went on sale, the general consensus was online that certain people didn't deserve the tickets that they had paid
yeah.
for. So people had said, unless you grow up and you're reared on these lads, you don't be taking a ticket off us. And there was actually a video doing the rounds in the last couple of weeks of one of their gigs in the UK. And some woman was Shazamming a song at the gig.
No.
And it was absolute... like the abuse this woman got in comments, like not nice, but
okay.
it was like, you've no business being here.
But was she enjoying the gig? Was she paying attention?
No, she was on Shazam.
Well, she was Shazamming because she likes the song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, earlier in the week, Fiona, we played a bit of an Oasis quiz with you and I wanted to put your ticket on the line because maybe someone who listens to the show might deserve the ticket that you paid for more. When we kicked off the Oasis quiz, you struggled quite badly when we played you a clip of, or when we asked you to identify an Oasis song based on the intro lyrics. Which Oasis song opens with the line, "Slip inside the eye of your mind"? Five.
No,
four.
Wait, stop. Slip inside the eye of your mind.
Three.
I'm just scared I'm going to say the wrong one.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to need an answer after.
I know. Okay, hang on. No, shut up. Don't look back in anger. Sorry. I know that's the easiest one, but I'm just sweating.
Fiona, I don't know how she managed to get through that quiz. One answer was her completely winging it and she managed to get through the five questions correctly.
Okay, but the rest of the answers I knew.
So
thank
look,
you.
This is the final chance. She goes to Oasis this weekend. This is our last show of the week. I want you to take her ticket. I really do. So with that in mind.
Get ready. Spin 1038's golden ticket.
Hey, yeah. Okay.
If you're not familiar with the golden ticket, this is a game we play every morning just after 9:30. It's kind of a music-based game. You listen to five songs and artists, we hope. You identify those five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a holiday. Do you see where this is going?
Yeah.
All right. Next, Fiona.
I'll win my own ticket that I purchased.
The tickets that you purchased. Next, we're going to put you through your paces on the golden ticket with five Oasis songs within 25 seconds. Same rules apply. You fail, you give up your ticket.
Can I say, I know, don't look back in anger. It was just the pressure of being on the radio.
We'll see how you get on next. First, Wiz the MC at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Fiona is one of the lucky ones. She has a ticket to Oasis on Sunday that she paid for, but we're not totally convinced that she deserves it.
I'm not feeling that lucky anymore, to be honest.
We did an Oasis quiz with her the other day and she really struggled with one particular question, which was to identify one of the Oasis songs based on the intro lyrics. She got there eventually, took way too long. I'm questioning if she deserves her spot in Crow Park on Sunday, so...
Get ready. Spin
1038's
golden ticket.
Oh my God.
Welcome, if you're not familiar with this game. We play the golden ticket on the show after 9:30 each morning and the aim of the game is we want to get you to a free holiday in Fuerteventura. There's five songs that we play for you. We hope to play for you within 25 seconds. You identify them as quick as you can. A song and artist, do the job and you win a holiday. In this case, this morning, Fiona, we're flipping it and making it specific to you.
Yeah.
You're going to hear hopefully five Oasis songs.
Yeah.
What you need to do is guess the five songs within those 25 seconds. And honestly, I genuinely feel that if you don't manage to do this, you should hand your ticket over to someone who listens to the show.
Okay, I have my tickets here in my pocket. I haven't taken them out of there since I got them. So I'll hand it over to you now if I don't do this.
In case you don't know how this works, Fiona has one swap to help her along the way. If she really doesn't know one particular song, she can shout the word swap, but pause the clock and she can gather herself to get ready for the next one. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Oh my God.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. The Oasis special. If she fails, she needs to hand over that ticket.
Oh my God.
Fiona, you're throwing 25 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Today Wonderwall. Gonna be the
day. Perfect. Oasis and Wonderwall in the bag.
I wanted to be like, swap, but I didn't have time.
Fiona, you got that in 0.8 of a second.
I'm trying to redeem myself.
So
and
you
to be
have,
fair, if I didn't get that, do take the tickets off me.
You have 24.2 seconds left on the clock. Four songs remaining and your swap.
Thank you.
Song two And Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket, the special one, to see if we can rob Fiona's Oasis ticket off her. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I would like
to leave Half the World Away.
Correct. Well done, Fiona.
Half the World Away in the bag.
That was a little, it took a little bit longer than 0.8 of a second. You have 21.7 seconds left on the clock. So that was around 3 seconds. But you're doing
one of my favorite songs.
Very well.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God, I'm getting nervous. Very nervous because I want you to take her ticket or me.
Yeah.
Song 3 on this special edition of Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Stand by Me.
Okay.
Damn it.
She's doing
Stand by Me by Oasis in the bag.
Thank you.
Very well. And I thought Fiona would be put off because I put the clock on a massive screen in the studio to really kind of put the nerves in her.
I am shaking.
19.3 seconds left for 2 songs. That's phenomenal.
That's really good going, Fiona. Well done. I have to say, do you get the feeling people who play this game on the phone, do you understand how maybe they panic when they play this game now?
Yeah, I understood that on when we did the Don't Look Back in Anger thing. But yeah, I'm literally shaking. But now at 19 seconds, I feel like the chaser. Like the cinema.
You do have an easier job because you know that there are Oasis songs. When we play the Golden Ticket for real,
of course,
they're all very different.
Artists. Okay. No, that is how I'm literally shaking.
Okay, here we go. Damn it. I hate this. I thought she'd suck. Song 4 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We want her to give up her Oasis ticket for you. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Maybe. Live Forever. Oh my God.
Well done, Fiona.
Oh my God.
Live Forever in the bag. I'm disgusted.
You can't use
Sorry, people think I'm an idiot. People actually think, and it's across my life, people think I'm tick. I know a few Oasis songs.
Fiona, you can't use your swap lap now anymore because you are on song 5 and you have 17 and a half seconds left on the clock. So if you don't get this, you are an idiot.
I'm so impressed so far. Here we go. Song 5 on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We want to do this game to try and retrieve Fiona's Oasis ticket from her. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. We the people fight for our
existence. I actually don't think I know the name of it.
No.
Little by Little.
Wow. Yeah. She did it.
Well done.
I honestly thought I wasn't going to know that, but then I just had to sing it in my head. I honestly...
Fiona, you are going to Oasis with the ticket you bought yourself!
I'm going to Oasis!
Yes, you are!
And I won't be Shazamming any song.
Well done, Fiona. You have 3.4 seconds left on the clock. You cut it fine.
Thanks, girls. No, I honestly
I was very worried for you.
She's not sick! Here's Amber. This is Undressed on Spin. Well done.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Big ups to Fiona. She just went and smashed it. I've been trying all week to rob her Oasis ticket that she paid for at the time they went in sale off her and give it to you because I questioned whether she deserved it. We did a quiz the other day, an Oasis quiz, and she fumbled her way through it but managed to get the five questions correct. This morning we took it up a notch and we played the Golden Ticket, which is a music-based game we play on the show after 9 o'clock each morning. And there were 5 Oasis songs. She absolutely smashed it.
Yes.
There is no denying she deserves to be there with the ticket that she bought.
Thank you, guys.
But naturally, people were excited about the opportunity of getting that ticket offer, including Gary, who was in touch. Gary, who were you out running with last night?
Paul, the bass player from Oasis.
No way! Bonnet!
Yeah.
So come here, how did you come across him?
The guy that runs the club is... his cousin is married to him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so my God.
They were all staying with family.
Okay.
And
come here. Gary, do you have any intel then on are the lads, are Nolan and Nemo over yet? Or what's the story?
I haven't a clue.
No.
Lips are sealed.
Okay.
Sorry, that's incredible. And was he fast?
Yeah,
was he a good runner?
Yeah, he was okay.
Play after everything,
mate. We've done a bit. We've done a bit.
Years.
And
done a bit.
Are you going to the gigs yourself, Gary?
I'm not, unfortunately.
I know. Are you hating Fiona this morning?
Yeah. I could have won them tickets up.
But did you think I did well in the Golden Ticket?
You've done brilliant.
Thank you.
But
thank you so much.
I thought I thought you were going to lose at the end. I was like, oh, don't do it. So
I like
far.
To let people live in suspense.
Hey, listen, you're a step ahead of everyone else, Gary. You're hanging out with Bonehead, you know? So yeah. Talk to you later. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. Thank
Cheers.
You. Bye, Gary.
Bye.
1038 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hello, what's the story?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. I come to you with another It's All Online These Days problem that I encountered yesterday. I went to get my nails done at Rathmines after the show, and I was trying to figure out what's kind of the average estimated time here it's going to take. And you know, sometimes I did it all on the L app, right?
Very good.
90 minutes, €6 for the privilege, parking the car up the road. Oh, lovely. Yeah, yeah. Grand, in and out, job done, 42 minutes or something. My nails took yesterday. This girl was absolutely incredible, gave her a fantastic tip. She was so fast. What a legend. And as I was leaving, I thought to myself, this is going to be such a little kick for me. In my mind, I'm going to be able to take my little parking thing,
sticker,
and I'm going to pass it on to somebody else.
Oh my God, I've never been able to do that.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
So
people
good.
Are so appreciative. Oh my God, thank you so much. But save yourself a few quid, girl. And I literally was like, can't wait. With someone else reversing in here, it's a very busy row where people are always trying to park. And sure, I realised I had nothing. Nothing.
It's on the app.
It's all in the app.
Yeah.
It's not like I was like, there's like €3 worth of parking here that no one's going to be able to enjoy because it's all on the app.
You should have telepathically communicated it to someone. Been like, you know?
Mm.
That would work, I think. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to check with the parking people, but I think they would accept that.
Just
Yep. Yeah. It's just try it. You don't know until you try.
Recharged.
Hello, sadly Dave is in absentia. He loves a little holiday for himself, and usually at this time on a Friday, he ranks his favourite niche things. In the past, he's ranked his favourite lines that Fran specifically has said in Love Hate. He's ranked Phineas and Ferb songs, and he's not here. So what are we going to do? Why don't I rank something?
Please
How
do.
Does that sound? All right. This week on Fiona Ranks. Fiona Ranks, the saddest songs the DSPCA have used to guilt you into adopting a pet.
Right, just a bit of feel-good stuff on a Friday from
Absolutely.
Fiona.
Absolutely.
Now, hey, no doubt we're all going to end up tearing.
Oh, I watch these videos daily and I'm always in tears. And just to say, I'm not in any way making light of the work the DSPCA do. Animal cruelty is a serious issue. Abandoned pets, it's for real.
Adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop. And I can say I can do this because I did adopt my dog from the DSPCA and I am always on the verge of bringing home a million more because I still follow them on Instagram.
In my defence, I do think that if I had and taken Seamus that time, he likely would have ended up in a similar situation because they didn't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know.
So you rescued him before he needed rescuing?
I think so, yeah. I don't know what would have happened to those pups. Anyway.
And that is the noblest thing of all. Wow. Emma Nolan, you heard it here first. She's Mother Teresa over here. Okay, so yes. The thing is, like, a pet adoption, I think DSPCA used to be out the door. Everyone was trying to adopt their pets. But, like, it's just it's just gotten a bit slower over the years. You know, people aren't as sure, like, maybe they're renting and they can't. And it's, like, it's hard. People want to adopt it. Or people want to just buy a puppy or whatever. So they're really pushing. They're campaigning for you to adopt these pets. Sometimes they're older pets. Sometimes they might have three legs. Sometimes they might have something going on. And they love to add a sad little song to just really get the heartstrings going. So with this, I have not just done dogs. We've got bunnies, kittens, all sorts. So let's start off with number 5. I've gone for this.
Oh.
You know?
The little puppy eyes.
Mm.
Oh no, sorry, can I pick her up now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We're just starting off simple. That is just a random song called Nostalgic Piano Reverie by someone called Daria Novo. This was for two little bunnies called Taylor and Sabrina. And the description said they have only known neglect, so it took them a while to realise that humans can be good. They're 10 months old. They want to be adopted together. Sabrina and Taylor are still up for adoption. Okay, so please consider that. I started off very sad.
Okay.
So now we're going to get into some lyric based songs. No spoilers. I've gone for this at number 4.
nobody loved me.
Oh.
Everything was beautiful.
Come on.
Every hour spent together, this within my heart.
Sorry, if you're not already on the DSPCA website, what is wrong with you?
That is When She Loved Me, originally from Toy Story 2, which I always cry at anyway. But this is like a sad little plinky plonky cover. And the video accompanying were boxes and boxes of tiny kittens who were all rescued during kitten season this summer. The DSPCA are appealing for potential adoptive parents, fosters, and any other type of support for all these sad little... And they're all cuddling together too.
Sorry, this is a beautiful day, Brian. It must be said, because you're doing it. You're doing some excellent work here this morning.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so. Okay, at number three, we've gone for this.
I like the way they've left the audio of the original video in that Instagram one. Yeah.
Sometimes they do that. They accompany the sad acoustic cover with the little meows of the kittens so that you know, you feel extra obliged. That was the Bleeding Love cover paired with Sick Kittens meowing. This song this song accompanied a walkthrough of Cat Rehabilitation Centre at the DSPCA. This is the area where the team care for lots of sick cats and kittens, and it's always very busy. Okay, I actually am getting into more happier territory.
Nice.
As we get into number two, I've gone for this.
It's hard to believe that I couldn't see you were always there beside me. Thought I was alone with no one to hold. But you were always there beside me.
Sorry, is that from High School Musical?
Of course, it's what I've been looking for from High School. I could have let it play so
What are
longer.
The siblings called again?
Okay, Ryan and Sharpay Evans.
It's normally like, but you were always there beside me.
Exactly, this was like the slowed down Troy and Gabriella version that was allegedly meant to be better, but really, we're looking for Ryan and Sharpay's. This song accompanied a beautiful bulldog called Gloria, okay? And she was in the DSPCA for a long time waiting to get adopted, but this video accompanies the day when she gets adopted and she goes home with her new dad and she's wearing a cute little pink jumper, and it is just stunning scenes, and may I say, a beautiful song.
Wow.
How are we feeling?
Like, very emotional, but again, very passionate about the cause.
Okay, right. At number one. Now, I think this man knew when he started making music, this is exactly where his songs would be used. It just makes sense. Number one, we've gone for this.
I know you've been hurting.
This was always where he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on a train that just won't come. The rain, it ain't permanent.
Like, Dermo, you know what you're doing.
We'll be dancing in the sun.
Actually, any of his songs would work quite well, I think, to pull at the emotional heartstrings.
Truly. Yeah. So that was Better Days, Dermot Kennedy. And this accompanied, you might have seen this story back in 2023, Jordan. He was a 12-year-old collie who waited 500 days to get adopted. And one weekend, he wore a little, like, tux, like, suit and tie thing for these people who were meant to come and adopt him. And they didn't. And the whole country was behind him waiting. And eventually, he got adopted near me. I see him out walking the time. I feel like I've, like, celebrity spotting. Shout out, Jordan.
Listen, the message here, get yourself over.
Adopt,
you never know.
Shop.
Absolutely. Nice one, Fiona.
Thank you. Thank
very
you very
emotional
much.
This morning. On spin.
Running.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this thing is happening tomorrow. If you don't know this storyline, I'm the most unprepared person on the planet for a 16-kilometre run that's happening in Phoenix Park in the morning. I think it starts at 9. I really need to check. But what I do know is my friend Emer, who I'm doing the run with, her dad's going to drop us up in the morning. It's an awkward one. You can't park in Fino tomorrow. You need to get a lift up and back kind of a thing. It's a little bit funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all kicking off. I think it's at 9. Maybe.
Oh my God.
Hopefully
great
not
start,
8.
Yeah. Can we say?
So look, if you aren't familiar with this, I've been telling about it for a while. I'm absolutely... myself, because about 4 months ago, Emer said, "Will we do this thing?" Yeah, great. Loads of time to train, great motivation for the summer, etc., etc. Here we are. Lo and behold, I have trained to 5 kilometers.
Woohoo! Hey!
5 kilometers.
Come
Need
on.
To do that by 3 plus an extra kilometer in the morning. I am going to be lame, like a lame horse who got a got a stone in their hoof. Leg. Right? Oh, yeah. I'm dreading it. I'm actually dreading it. I'm excited about finishing it. I'm dreading it because I'm so unfit. Yesterday on the show, you were predicting what time you think I'll finish at, bearing in mind the whole thing is finished after 2.5 hours, right? I'm running a 5 kilometre currently at about 37 minutes. it's not looking good for me. Yesterday, I was like, okay, need to go for a run, need to get moving. Don't even bother with the five. I'm unfit, but probably, you know, don't even give yourself any pain in the shins. Just go and get moving.
Yeah.
Dinner wasn't ready until 8:10, right, last night. It was starting to, you've noticed it's gone a bit darker out there. So I had a very full belly, and then apple tart was produced. And I said, well, I can't say no to that. So I let it sit for all of 10 minutes and then said, right, let's get out and do something. What I did for my quote, air quote, run yesterday was whenever my boyfriend Jack threw the ball for Seamus in the park before 9 last night, I ran with the dog.
Okay, so you played fetch.
I was a dog playing fetch. So every time the ball was thrown, I also ran for the ball. Wow. I got a good idea of what it's like to actually be dog who's having to run after the ball. Gets boring after a while.
They're repetitive.
And exhausting. Also, I was telling you that I'm suffering from the chafing at the moment. Now, I was looking for shorts all week, just like longer ones, because the ones, you know, for the girls are like literally up your ass.
Yeah.
And not ideal because getting a bit of chafing. Couple of options to do here. Obviously, you're saying you wear your leggings. I don't want to. I want to get a tan if I'm doing this in the morning, okay?
Of course.
It's looking stunning out there. So I have a couple of options. One, Jack said I can wear his. They're about knee length.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'd look like a bit of a funny person doing that in the man's like long shorts.
Baller vibes.
The other option I have to avoid the chafing is to wear just my thick, like, tendonier tights.
Oh, what?
No. That, again, obviously would affect the potential for tan. I was thinking just to carry, like, a pound of Dairy Gold butter with me and just kind of
oil yourself up
inside the legs.
Good shout.
But look, game on. Tomorrow morning, I think 9 a.m, it is all kicking off.
Probably worth giving that an old Google now.
Just to check.
Yeah. Might be a shout before you're worrying about buttering up your legs.
Another
maybe
thing I was wondering was, because the number arrived in the post, do I have to wear that? Like, does everyone need to know my number? Why?
Yeah, well, don't they, like, just scan that when you cross the finish line, allegedly, which I'm hoping you will do, and they say, well done, Emma Nolan.
Getting across the finish line would be such an achievement tomorrow.
You will do it.
It will be very interesting to see on Monday morning if I manage to cross the finish line before everyone goes home handing out medals. That means I've done it within 2.5 hours. If there's a medal here on Monday morning, I've managed to do that.
I can't wait to see. I can't wait to bite into that.
What do you think? Talk about it on Instagram as I'm going tomorrow, or say nothing till Monday?
Oh, track it. Bring us along for the whole journey.
Do you think so?
And blog in the middle of it as well when you're finding it tough. Give it a
speed. Here's Lola Young. This is Messy on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. So yeah, the run tomorrow, 16 kilometres in Phoenix Park. Fair play for doing it. I'll be the person probably passed out somewhere out kilometre 4. Not organised at all for this. I was saying it'll be interesting to see if I return on Monday with a medal or not, because the cut-off time for that handout is 2.5 hours. I'm trained to 5K. This is a 16K. So, yeah, light a candle. And things just got a whole lot worse. What's the point? Ashley's messaged, Emma, I'm so sorry to disappoint you, but for the race tomorrow, you don't get a medal.
What?
You get a T-shirt.
What?
What's the point?
Oh my God, come on. Wear the T-shirt in though.
That's not a medal, that's a T-shirt.
No.
A T-shirt that I'll do my tan in. You know what I mean? A T-shirt
that I'll sleep one day.
In. Yeah, well, that's true. Good morning, what's
good
crack?
Good morning. Oh, they're all coming out of the woodwork now, aren't they? At the Irish presidential elections. The election is expected to happen by November 2025, so not too long away. Actually, it's the same time as my wedding, which I don't know why they're trying to steal my thunder with that. It's quite rude. Every 7 years, the Irish people elect a new president. And because the presidential role in Ireland is, how can I say this gently? You know, they don't really do anything.
But if you're as impactful as the guy who's in there now, then, you know, without even maybe meaning to, you're doing a whole lot.
For the nation's spirit.
Yes.
And what have you. But, you know, you get kind of some choice characters signing up, throwing their hat in the ring for this.
Some who just want the headlines rather
than... Some who want the headlines. Some who don't understand the role. Some are Michael Flatley, you know, which I do see him, you know, river dancing his way through there. Oh, yeah.
Is he going for it?
Oh, yeah, he is. Well, he's talked about it. I should have checked before this if he's following through with that. But you've probably seen this week, kind of, I think this was announced over the weekend, like towards the end of last week, the youngest ever presidential candidate for Ireland, Gareth Sheridan, has thrown his hat in the ring. He's just turned 35, so he just qualifies. I think, like, in life in general, you probably don't feel that young at 35, but if you're going for president, you're a baby.
Absolutely.
You're a little baba.
When you even think, like, what age is Trump now?
Oh, God.
70-something.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure, Biden was in his 80s.
Oh, would you stop?
What age is Michael D now? Does anyone know off the top of their head?
I'd say he's got to be 80s as well.
Oh, he's so fabulous. He'll be so missed.
I know, he really will.
84.
He's 84, is he?
And I will say, in contrast, small man. This guy, Gareth, I think he's about 7 foot tall.
Really?
So who knows what's going to happen? It's all to play for. We haven't really heard much from any of them. But I was thinking, okay, young, cool guy looking to get into the Oris and Outron. But it's a shame we can't take it younger. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I like to say the children are the future.
It's kind of unfair that people under... an adult should be an adult.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's the point in having an 18-year-old or an 18 kind of cap on things if
you can't...
It's going to deny you, like, voting for certain things and also putting your hand in the ring for big
Amen.
Jobs like this.
Why can't we have a hot 19-year-old in Oris an Uachtaráin scrolling TikTok and, like, doing what I eat in a daze and, like, just a fridge stacked with baby bells? That's what I want to see. So I was kind of thinking of putting together a pitch. I feel like I speak for the Gen Z community. No, I am not in that community myself, but I am a big fan.
I think you're very influenced by that community.
I'm influenced and I support them. So I was thinking I might kind of put together a little Gen Z pitch
for
a presidential.
Interesting.
Yeah, what are you going to bring?
I am a through and through millennial.
You are.
So I suppose I would be very happy for someone in that cohort, which also qualifies as a 35-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, 35 is millennial.
In or around.
Up to 40, up to 40-something. Yeah,
I have a lot to say for the millennial crew
You think that's who should be repping the country?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, okay, well, we have a song here, don't we? Why don't we go head-to-head? We can quickly jot down our presidential bids and then we can see who wins. We'll let the Englishman, Callum, choose.
You're on spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
How are you getting on? We're getting a bit political here this morning. We're talking about the Irish presidential election, which is expected to happen in November of this year. A young whippersnapper, age 35, has thrown his hat in the ring to be president. He's the youngest person ever to sign up to apply for the role. So we were thinking, it's a shame you can't be a bit younger. It's a shame you can't. Like, I feel like Gen Z really speak for the country right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that blank Gen Z stare that you get is honestly could really be powerful in a position like this.
Well, I would have to say that I disagree.
Okay.
As a millennial through and through, I think that you can't really be taken seriously unless you have a side part in today's world, right? So with that in mind, I would like to bring forward a little pitch to bring more millennials to the table. Maybe get your pitch out there quick as you can, all right?
Okay.
For fellow millennials, this is an idea of a pitch you might bring to the internet and might get a few people on board, especially with a soundtrack like this.
Whoa.
Cue the millennial pause at the start of the video. Hi. I'm running for president. Not because I want to, but, you know, because all my friends are in Australia and I'm just kind of bored at the moment. Listen, I grew up with dial-up Bebo and a six-year yearhead who told me to follow my dreams. That led us right into a housing crisis. Us millennials somehow managed to survive 2008 burnout and we still are managing to get through three-day weddings we can't afford in Mayo. Gen Z thinks we're ancient for using the cry laugh emoji. But who do they call when the printer doesn't work in the office, huh? Listen, I'm not here to replace Michael D. He has poems, dogs and a soul. I've got 11 quid in my Revolut. But I know how to book a doctor's appointment, burn CDs, and I do appreciate skinny jeans and would bring them to the Oris.
Wow.
I'm running for affordable rent, public transport that arrives and playlists that really do hit emotionally. Let's fix what we can. Live, laugh, love. And yes, the side part is staying.
Wow.
Thank you.
I have to say, I know we're in competition, but I appreciate good work and that really hit. Okay, my Gen Z presidential pitch. Hey besties, Riz Lord Frawley here. Here I am settling into my seat and asking the producer which camera I should look at so you know I'm just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we be so for real for a sec? Ireland is not Irelanding right now. housing is in its flop era, the climate is giving crisis, and the planet is low-key cooked. Enter Rizlord. I'm having my main character moment and literally running for president, no cap. These chuggy boomers have had their day in the sun. It's time for a prez who hits different. Everyone might say, the president can't make any constitutional change to the country. The president doesn't actually do anything. Hello, that's literally why I want to do the job, Queen. When Kim K said it seems like nobody wants to work anymore, she was right. She was talking about me. I promised to turn my camera off for all Zoom meetings and panic walk run to the basket weaving festival on the Aran Islands, swishing the ice in my ice matcha so I can declare it literally open. I'll call in sick to meetings with the doll because the vibes are off there. They're high-key ruining the country and I have the receipts. So vote for a president that hits different. When the polling when are the polling stations open? Girl, I don't know. Google it. Rizlord number one.
Oh, girl, yes.
Thank you.
Now I want a Gen Z president so bad. Why does it have to be so boring?
All I can think of throughout both of those was Emma saying live, laugh, love, and the Aris being decorated with kind of those live, laugh, loves and the very grey kind of plush couches. But I'm sorry, I would happily take Fiona's president any day.
Call me by my proper title. Rizlord.
Rizlord for prez.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Rizlord for Ollie.
I just can't think. The icy man shelver and the Aran Islands of the basket weaving. Iconic. This has been 1038
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. What's the crack?
What's the story, sunshine glory?
Oh, man.
You had a bit of fun with that.
Is Alex going to Oasis? He's about 4 years old, so I don't know if he knows who they are. But he can't stop talking about them all morning. I love it. He's trying to make the weather relevant. What's he say? What's the story, sunshine glory? Well, I tell you what. I just went to ChatGPT there. I said, please describe the weather using Oasis puns in 5 words. Let's see if it's come up with anything better than Alex's. Yeah. It's really bad. I think he did
go
well.
On.
It kicks off with dry spell, wonder wall of heat.
Oh, what?
It says, don't look back in thunder. It says, some might rain, some shine. Live forever, not this drought. Stop crying your heart's storm. Champagne
what?
Supernova of sunshine. That's 4 words. Yeah, Alex actually got to take it all back. He smashed it.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, our jobs are safe.
Okay, welcome to One More Tune. You are about to pick the final song of the show. We all have an option for you. You vote for Emma, Dave or Fiona. If you've been following along, you might know that I am up against it tomorrow morning, taking on a 16K run. Definitely will be the most unfit person there. So I've gone for this. I cannot tell you the joy that it brought me. That was just such an amazing music story. The resurgence of Kate Bush and running up that hill a few years ago. That'll be me tomorrow, but not running, more like panting, sweating, walking, anything really, rolling. Yeah. Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103 to get a play in the show. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Dave Away's left us this, though.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Bueno. Listen, it's Dave here, and I have chosen a one more tune. Given that it's Friday, happy weekend. I will see you next Wednesday. Hope you're having a wonderful time without me. Brackets impossible. Here's what I've gone for.
Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation.
I too have worked so hard I forgot how to vacation. That is Post Malone, and congratulations if you want to hear this, the last song of the show, which I know you do. Such good vibes. Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Don't be thinking just because I'm not there I can't win. You text my name. You send it to 087 711 1038 and you enjoy Post Malone. Congratulations. Just like I'm going to enjoy the rest of my holiday.
Oh,
see you Wednesday.
Oh my God, he did congratulations for you because you're going to win your run. Mm. You're going to come in first place.
Imagine that.
All right, I stand. Everyone else has one more tune song so far. But anyway, I have gone for this.
You and me got a history.
Ooh.
We could be the greatest thing that the world has ever seen.
Yes, I have gone for One Direction history because Harry Styles is here at the moment and we've been seeing him all over Ireland. And that is the main music story for Ireland at the moment. I cannot think of anything else going on. So I had to really go with some old school Harry and the lads. If you want to hear that, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Your options are Kate Bush and Running Up That Hill. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Dave went for Post Malone and Congratulations. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
Or One Direction history. That is Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
What's crack?
Hey, yeah.
So I've been living in the house that I've been living in, renting for the last 6 years. Jack moved in a few months ago, my boyfriend. And yeah, it's all going well. His parents, though, arrived for a visit during the week.
Lovely.
And I have to say, I never, ever, ever want them to leave.
Whoa.
Oh my God, guys. My mother stayed last week as well. And I just, maybe my inner child needs healing or something. Because
oh my God.
The care from a parent or a guardian or whatever, it's just next level. As I say, my mom stayed last week and I just slept better knowing my mom was in the house.
Yeah.
His parents arrived. They're leaving tomorrow. And I honestly, if you're listening, guys, maybe reconsider your plans and just hang on. You know, I might need some special extra care after my run tomorrow. Okay. No, Fiona, to say, like, I have tried kind of to put my hand up for different housework or different tasks that happen. Every day this week, I've come home from work. They have gone and done, like, just a fresh super value or supermarket run. So, like, for example, I do the weekly shop and whatever kind of mangy bit of lettuce is left there on Thursday, it's going in my sandwich. I don't care how brown it is. I'm not going back to the shop again.
No, of course.
No, just part of their routine in the morning after they walk my dog. Hello.
What?
Hello. The dog's already exhausted the time I get home because he's had the most beautiful walk all morning down through streams and everything. They even brought Wellingtons. Like, I can't.
They brought their wellies. Yeah, they brought their wellies from home.
They're in the stream with the dog. He's having a ball. Then they've gone down and got like pastries.
So you have maids. You've got maids in the house.
It sounds terrible, but
no, it sounds
everything,
great.
The house just smells like gloriousness every day. The bathroom was definitely cleaned yesterday. Everything just seemed nicer in there, and I thought I'd be all over it. And I haven't seen a dog here in the house all week because I think in the morning they just run the Hoover around the house just as part of their
morning
routine. I think I'm all right at cooking, and I think Jack's brilliant at cooking. We're both pathetic compared to what his mother has mastered up this week. No, 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 Karen. It's my turn.
Wow. I believed you. You were convincing just now.
We did steak yesterday. Steaks from Aldi, right? And I thought this is exciting enough. We're doing steak for dinner. Haven't had a steak in ages. No. No, she doesn't just do the steak, Fiona. She spends half an hour making the sauce from scratch.
No.
She mixes mustard, cream, streaky bacon and mushroom into this sauce that you drizzle over your steak. Like, honestly, lads, I've been to restaurants and what this woman can do, I have never seen done before.
I'm dribbling.
I was whinging yesterday morning that it was very hot the night before. I get home yesterday from work. What's presented on the kitchen table to me?
No. Don't.
They bought us a fan.
No.
They bought us a bloody fan. And not to mind everything his dad has done around the house all week. I'm so used to the shower head falling off. It just does. It doesn't fit right anymore. Yeah. I'm just in the shower going, oh, I didn't get a knock on the head from the shower head. I think he's fixed it. For so long, the telly in our room has been balancing on a cardboard box on top of it.
Perfect.
Because we can't see from the bed. It's too low down.
Cheek.
I came back yesterday. It's hanging on the wall at eye level.
What?
It's hanging on the wall. I actually nearly passed out. I walked in. I walked in the room and went, am I seeing things?
Sorry.
I walked back in. The telly is on the wall. And it's not like I went out the rented house with a drill. This man knows where the kind of power lines would be in a wall and won't blow the whole house up.
He mounted your TV.
He mounted my TV. Fiona, I didn't even have to ask.
Oh my God. Sorry. In an age when every lad on Tinder is for a living a spice bag reviewer, this is like the stuff of fairy tale. Like, Seamus. I know these are your parents-in-law technically and not like on the market to date, but like someone who knows where to drill a wall.
Honestly. Honestly, yeah. And the final thing that's been giving me anxiety for a while is Seamus, my dog had a bit of crack with the skirting boards recently.
Oh, yeah.
And the landlord eventually is going to have to come over for something. And I was like, I need to get that sorted. My mother, honestly, I feel like a four-year-old. My mother went off last week when she stayed and bought me paint for the skirting boards.
No.
I came back yesterday and they're
They're perfect.
They're done. They were painted.
They're done. Not even just painted. They were sanded down and filled and then painted.
What?
Fiona, as far as anyone's concerned, the dog never went next or near them.
Sorry, when do these people doom scroll?
Guys, please stay. Please don't leave me. I can't go without you. God. This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. How are you getting on? Ooh. So we're actually talking about this before on the show. I was feeling like I was getting served a lot of religious content on Instagram Reels and on TikTok.
Do you think it might be because you're getting married and with that, you know, typically comes, well, in some cases these days, a little bit of religion, sometimes not at all, whatever you're into. But maybe that's why.
That's an interesting stretch. I think it's because I keep sharing it, being like, this is absolutely gas. And then obviously it's engaged with me more. So I've a new app has been brought to my attention. It goes by the name of The Bible BFF.
Lovely.
Now, The Bible, obviously we're all fans. We have ours in our drawers here in studio.
Mm.
It's a bit of a long read. It takes a while to get through. There's a lot to sieve through, and the paper is famously very thin, and it's difficult to turn the pages sometimes, which would be my main feedback, yes, to the author of the Bible.
Who is the author of the Bible?
God, surely.
Okay.
If he's listening, or she.
G-O-D.
I just would say make the pages a bit thicker, please. So the Bible BFF intends to tackle that, and it basically is retelling Bible stories but in a cool way, like it's your bestie. It's
right.
Like trying to encourage more people to be, and now it states this is not a replacement for the Bible.
Right.
You still gotta read your Bible cover to cover. This is just an accompaniment to get you in. Now, I'm actually learning a lot because the Old Testament is not an area that I'm for. It wouldn't be the one that I return to too much, just because it's kind of scary. But Bible BFF helps me with that.
Okay.
You know?
Then God spills the tea that these two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, are unhinged. Everyone there is on such an unholy bender that he might have to wipe them all out.
Wow. Okay.
And will he? Find out next week on Bible BFF.
That's
what is going to happen to those unhinged kings and queens in Sodom and Gomorrah? Will you just sit back and relax as the Bible BFF spills you more religious tea? And I am actually learning a lot about the Bible. Like, say there are some things that your man Jesus took credit for it, that actually it was someone else, as you'll hear here.
So Peter steps out of the boat and starts walking on water with his eyes locked in on Jesus. But then he notices the storm again and has a mentee bee and starts sinking.
So hang on. But the whole thing that we always understand is Jesus walked on water. It was Peter.
Oh,
Peter.
Man.
Peter was struggling and just not making a big deal out of it.
Just getting on with it.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, walk grand. I'm walking here.
Mm-hmm.
Which was famously his accent. Now, some of the videos, I have consumed a lot of them. They really start in the middle of a Bible story, so
okay.
I actually don't know who's who.
Full
but
context.
These are the juiciest ones. So I'm just trying to get involved. If you know who it is, obviously, please, I'm happy to hear.
Peeping Tom's situation when he sees a woman bathing. He's never seen her before, but she's a baddie and exposed, nude. David could and should turn away and send someone to ask about her, and the reply is full of red flags.
Who's David? Who's this baddie?
This is such a great idea, honestly. Just be unique online, get in a massive following. To someone to say, make it your Bible bestie. I don't even know if they're into the Bible or not, but they are no doubt picking up massive hits on that platform.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, it's more effective than a live-o. I feel like I can't remember a lot of stuff from the Bible. But now, I want to know who this guy looking in windows is.
Yeah, totally.
And I want to know who this baddie is. Mm. So there you go, Bible BFF, if you're looking to just catch up.
Or
remember, it's not a replacement to your Bible. You got to do both.
And if you're not really vibing that way, don't forget, you can always go to YouTube and find Alivo's biggest hits like Circle Up Friends
All around you.
Circle Up Friends, strong and true.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. Oh, it's a big weekend for so many people who are lucky enough to have their tickets to Oasis, but there's a lot of FOMO going to be around as well, and we want to ease that pain for someone this morning. We want to get you a free holiday. This is to Fuerteventura. We were just saying it's getting that little bit darker already. You can notice the sunset kicking off after 8 o'clock now, and we get up quite early, and it was super dark this morning.
It really was, and there was a breeze. Now, I know it's a heat wave now, but yeah, it's dark on either side.
Yeah, it won't be long till. So actually, I think as well, like, people are geniuses, people who manage
to save their summer holiday and book it for October time of year.
It's just such a good time
to go. It shortens the winter, you know.
It really does.
I think so, yeah.
It gives you something to look forward to.
Absolutely. This is all thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And Courtney's on to play this morning. Are you someone who has the Oasis FOMO, Courtney?
I think I probably would be a little bit, but my dad more so. So okay. If I did get them, I'd probably bring him.
What age are you?
Me, 24.
You're 24, okay.
Young
so.
Queen.
Your dad is like probably way spitting.
Yeah, you don't know about all that drama back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you might be more interested in then is a bit of sunshine, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
A little bit, but you'll have to remind me.
All right, okay. Okay. What you need to do, Courtney, is guess five songs and the artist within 25 seconds. Do that, you'll win the holiday to Fuerteventura. Now, listen, there's a few rules here, but they're all to help you out along the way. If it is a song that has a few people on it, say if it's collaboration or whatever, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song.
There is no skipping or passing, okay, Courtney, but there is a swap. So if you don't know the song, you can shout swap and we will pause the clock and swap that song that you were stuck on. Bear in mind, you only get one swap, so please do use it wisely and just know that you cannot swap on the final song. Now, we can't move on until you get the song and artist correct, but when you do, we'll pause the clock so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. Does that all sound good, Courtney?
Okay, that sounds good.
There is no Oasis on this. It's all the modern songs that the youth do be enjoying, so I think you'll be fine with these.
All right, Courtney, we're wishing you the very best. Look, obviously, time is not your friend here. It's going to run out very quickly, so please shout out the name of artists and song titles as quickly as you can and win this holiday, okay?
Okay.
Well, here we go. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. We want to send Courtney to Fuerteventura and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Yes.
Lovely.
Don't worry.
We're Irish. We say Espresso. That's perfect.
We love
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. You did it. Well done.
Very good. And you've got a 20.7, nearly 21 seconds left on the clock for four songs. So that is a very good average.
Here we go. Courtney, song two on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
See tonight, it could go either way.
Ed Sheeran, Celestial.
Well done, Courtney.
Well done.
Not a bother on you. I thought that was a bit tricky. Ed Sheeran and Celestial, good job.
Very impressive. And you have, well, 15.9, let's call that 16 seconds, surely, for three songs. That's pretty good. I like your chances, especially if you can get the song names out that quick and for a niche one like Celestial.
Here we go, Courtney. Don't forget, you still have your swap. So if you hear a song and you don't know it, shout the word swap. All right, here we go. Song three plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
How long till it feels?
Swap.
Yep. Oh, wow. Interesting. I thought that might be a little bit easier than song two, but hey, that's how it goes. Lewis Capaldi and Survive, that's his new one, but not to worry, it's gone now.
Absolutely no worries. Yeah, Courtney, you didn't come to play, you came to slay. We have reset that clock. Yeah, so you still have those as good as 16 seconds left for three songs, and your new song three is playing for you now in a second.
As Fiona said, the brand new song three playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Anxiety. Anxiety, Dolce.
Well done. Good on you, gal. I think you got that in a very impressive amount of time as well. Dolce and Anxiety.
Yes. You've got 12.8 seconds left for just two songs.
Wow.
Courtney, this is unbelievable. How are you feeling?
I'm sweating.
You wouldn't know. You're absolutely playing a blinder. Okay, we're going to have your song four for you now. Oh my God, I'm getting excited.
Here we go, Courtney. Song four on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Oh my God, you actually knew the name of the song as well.
Oh,
I'm so
God.
Sorry. The song You're Correct is still into you, and it's your one, Bloody Mary Jo.
And Cyril.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
DJ Cyril on the team of Terry Joe. You're so cool, calm and collected. You would have been such a worthy winner. I'm sorry it didn't work out for you today, Courtney. And thanks a mil for giving it a go and chatting to us.
Courtney, you were so great. Have a gorge weekend, girl.
I will, you too. Thank you.
Oh, what a letdown. Oh,
I felt like we were really close there.
I know.
I can't believe she got Celestial. Sorry, I know I keep going on about that, but like, girl, what?
Yeah, yeah. Quite and nice. I have to say as well, like, that is tough. Cyril and Mary Jo, we did play it for a while, but obviously it's the cover of the Paramore song,
yeah,
which
so
is
you
tricky
might be
as well.
Trying to remember. Yeah.
Hayley Williams,
yeah,
whatever the case may be. Listen, we're going to try again on Monday, all right? A nice day of the week to win yourself a holiday all the same. So if you want to enter at any point across the weekend, if you know your tunes, win a holiday by messaging us the word golden to 087 711 1038. Dochi now at
Let's Spin. That's it from us, lads. Dave will be back with us Wednesday. I thought for ages that he was back Monday.
I thought so too.
Indeed, he is not. He is extending his holiday period until Wednesday.
He loves himself, doesn't he?
Look, obviously, us and I'm sure every other radio station that you've ever heard of has been talking about Oasis loads, but if you are going, enjoy, okay? I'll be staying offline for the weekend. For now, though, let's hand over to producer Colin for the results of One More Tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Kate Bush running up that hill. Dave went for Congratulations by Post Malone. And Fiona went for History by One Direction. And I can reveal, with a whopping 63% of the vote this morning, the winner is Miss Fiona Frawley.
What?
Wow.
I wonder, will Harry Styles, who's in the country, end up at Oasis this weekend?
Oh,
that'll be interesting.
On stage?
Liam Gallagher does think he's cool.
Wow. FOMO. Bye-bye. Have a good one. You gotta help me. I'm losing my mind. Keep getting the feeling you wanna leave this all behind. Thought we were going strong. I thought we were holding on. Aren't we?